Welcome back. It's 14 minutes after the hour of midday. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon. Could you speak up, please?
Yeah, I was at the meeting, so I know what happened. All I'm calling on is that this process be speeded up. And I know the time limit is, so I can ask a little trivial question. What is the unwritten... They don't do the specs on paper. Test to be a good manager.
I figure you're going to answer the question. Leading to what?
I am so disappointed. To all of those who think that then you are put in a management position, and that's it, you have to know how to manage. And the first step to be a good manager is knowing how to relate to people. That's why it's a praise that you didn't get that.
I didn't get it. I'm just saying to you, I'm trying to figure out where you're leading to. You guys ask questions, and they're not questions that you really want answered, you know?
Right. You are a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I'm not saying this to put down anyone. I'm saying it for you to learn, because any good manager is as good as their staff and their customers. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. Not quite sure where that one came up from. Maybe it was from the conversation before. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Good afternoon. All right, well, let's just read some more WhatsApp messages. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. All right, let's read these messages. Someone is here saying that the park should be named the Clement Osborne Payne Freedom Park. And... there are some other persons waiting in here. I have to scroll back, so please bear with me. There were a lot of WhatsApp messages that came in. Some person is saying that the country always seems to have enough experts in the area, like our last caller. Then there was a call. There was a message earlier, I think, in relation to Mr. Williams's contribution, Mark Williams. Someone is saying here that eczema is not a bacterial nor viral disease and is therefore not infectious. Eczema is an autoimmune allergic condition. And they are referring to what Mr. Williams, Mark Williams, was talking about earlier. There are some responses here to Brother Nasser, and some of which I will not read. I think, in all fairness to Mr. Nasser, one of the things you can respect about him is that he speaks his mind respectfully. I don't think he's not disrespectful at all when he has these conversations. He's very strong and passionate about how he feels about black people and white people. Someone did message, I could read this one. They wanted to know, during Mr. Nasser's time of plenty, are there any companies that he can state that he assisted when... he started out, and more or less, I think that, because I don't want to read it verbatim, I'm going to try to paraphrase it. Basically, they're trying to ask, what did Mr. Nasser do for some of these smaller black companies in his time? And that question is out to him, but he's not obviously here on the phone. So in all fairness, I will just leave that right there. And I'm sure at some point, Mr. Nasser will respond to that. But people who are asking for us to not allow Mr. Nasser to continue his contributions. I think that's really unfair to Mr. Nasser. As I said, he's always been very firm. And I think people like that need to be respected. He calls a spade a spade. What you see is what you get with Brother Nasser. You either like him or you don't. There's no gray area with him. He tells you his views. He's been this way for as long as I can remember listening to the calling program. He's not going to change, and that is his prerogative. He harms no one, and he obviously wants to see black people and black businesses thrive. But again, the question that someone asks here is to, can Mr. Nasser then please share with us the number of businesses that he would have assisted when he was in times of plenty. Again, more about Brother Nasser. Someone is in his favor. Brother Nasser spoke his mind and some truths. But what he didn't say is that everything starts with you, and the black and white issues will always be there. Brother Mark, now to him, you and Nasser have to stop educating the masses. You are not only giving them the opportunity to, well, we won't use that words, but you're giving them ammunition, which is not a bad thing. Give people an ammunition so that they can educate themselves. But the language that they use is one that I could not repeat. Here now, the government needs to place a footbridge behind the Constitution minibus terminal and River Road corner to ease pedestrians who have to walk a good length to get between the two. It might also lead to the terminal being safer at night as a shorter path to the main road without passing the shacks, not knowing who is lurking behind them. Now that that is up, I want to let the public know that the police are currently or should be out by the junction of Probyn Street and River Road, as well as the junction of Probyn Street and Lower Broad Street. Well, let me rephrase that. The junction of Probyn Street and Fairchild Street, as well as the junction of Lower Broad Street and Probyn Street. The traffic changes that were in effect for the last couple of weeks are now being changed. However, the police are out facilitating these changes and so that we don't bump into each other, remembering that Independence Square was going in the opposite direction. So the roundabouts are currently being removed and the signs are being removed, and the police, they're out there making sure that this is happening safely. And from what I understand, the traffic should return to normal by tomorrow. But you are strongly advised to please follow the instructions of the police officers present. Even if the signs are removed and you see the officers there, you need to make sure that you follow those instructions. So that is actually now happening. The construction and the demolition, as you know, is more or less complete. They're removing the rubble now. And over the next couple of days, that would be removed. Businesses will open back up in that area, minus then, of course, some of the vendors who obviously are awaiting their kiosks to be built. And that is underway. But the vendors, I believe, will be informed in due course as to what actions will be taken in the interim should there be delays for them to get back into their new homes. In addition, people are asking about the hand sanitizers that we will be giving away. All I can say to you is you can call me after the show, and we will be able to tell you how we're going to do it and who would get these sanitizers. But I will tell you, it will go to the most vulnerable persons, and that would include liaising with the welfare department, ensuring at least one family will get at least a liter. They're already mixed, thanks to Collins and Mr. Peter Bourne. I cannot thank Collins enough for doing this. There's no hand sanitizer at all on the island available to persons. And what is unfortunate is those who have the ability to buy and buy in bulk bought a lot. Those who don't have, when they got to the stores just to get two or three bottles, unfortunately, they were told that they can't sell any because they don't have. I've also recognized, too, that there are stores that are keeping their stocks for some individuals and their customers. And yes, that is your right. I think it's a little sad, because I think maybe in a situation like this, maybe you should tell your customers, I can't sell you 24 bottles for your home, but maybe cut it down a bit. Or if that happens, maybe the person buying the 24 bottles will share with some individuals in their neighborhood. This is not the time for us to be enemies. This is not the time for us to not speak to people. This is not the time for businesses not to get along. Actually, I am hopeful that after this show, and the mere fact that we reached out to Vision Development Inc. and they said yes, because they're making the purchase for these 1,000 bottles of 1,000 liters of this hand sanitizer that will be mixed by Collins and distributed, I am hopeful that the rest of corporate Barbados follows to suit, because all of the people that we know as vulnerable in areas that may be densely populated, there are workers, there are your workers, and if anything should happen to them that they're not well, I'm sure you want to protect your workers so that they can continue your work. So I would love to urge all of the businesses, please, if there's anything that you can do, and you don't have to contact me, you can contact Collins maybe directly to see if they will do it. You can buy in bulk. You can buy the alcohol, the surgical alcohol. You can mix it with the glycerin. Any pharmacist will be able to tell you the measurements for the mix. And any person can go around and give away hand sanitizer once you follow the instructions. For me, last week, went into one of the supermarkets, and then I went to another and another, and I was hearing the same story. Similarly for wipes, I understand that there's a particular brand that is not here right now, and they're waiting for shipments. Now, when that happens, what do we use? So I think that, again, we listen to the notices, but you guys have friends as pharmacists and people who know a little bit more about science, so you should be able to call your pharmacist and say, well, look, can I use a little bit of bleach? How many drops of bleach can I use in some water if I want to wash my hands? Things like that. All right, so we're going to take another call, and we will be breaking for the latest. Down to brass tacks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mrs. Hick.
This is she, Ms. Hick.
Yes. I'm calling here in connection with the lady who was being paid that money from the treasury, the pension. She was calling out to me pretending that the government had said when they pay back the money, you will get back what they had stopped, the months that they had stopped. And she said whenever she calls, she's not getting a good answer. Nobody know about it and this and that. Can we get somebody from the government, the Treasury or something, call and let the people know what's going on?
The Treasury or NIS?
No, the Treasury. The one from the Treasury.
Okay.
You know, they have stopped some.
Well, I know we have contact for an individual at the NIS. That came about because we had a lady who called to say that she didn't get her check for the last 10 weeks. But we don't have, to the best of my knowledge, a contact for the Treasury that we can link you to. So I guess we will have to make the public appeal. If someone from the Treasury can answer your question today or tomorrow, then...
She said that they stopped it, and then they had activated again, that they said what they had stopped, the months they had stopped, they would have given them back. But she said whenever she calls, she's not hearing anything about it.
Well, government institutions, we're hoping that things can improve when it comes to answering the phone and sharing information for people's financial issues. But we do have to take a break now for the latest. And when we come back, more of your calls. Remember, we're only going up until 1 p.m. So call us and let us know what's on your mind today. Welcome back. I want to clear up some things so that you don't call Starcom Network and Dennis and reception and so on. Regarding two things, let's start with the trees. Yes, the trees, over 3,000 trees will be given out, and that will be advertised when it's ready. In a couple of days, there are compliments of the group of companies of Inatech. They're going to be free, and that is through the National Tree Project. That is one. Two, the sanitizers, the hand sanitizers, that's not part of the National Tree Project or Starcom or anything. That was something that I had reached out to some people I knew, and Collins, Mr. Peter Bourne, I recognize that there was no hand sanitizer on the island, and some of the orders, I believe, might have been reserved. And I personally think even with purchasing, and no one can tell you how much to buy, in situations like this, we could be a little bit more mindful so that everybody can get. However, that's not the case. There's no hand sanitizer right now. There's some coming in weeks to come. But in the meantime, Collins, they agreed. They don't normally do this, so please don't call and just ask for a little mixture. They're doing it in bulk, and we're going to get 1,000 liters or 500 2-liter bottles, but which will then be distributed in smaller bottles. So that's still a lot of sanitizer. They're going to mix the alcohol, which is the surgical alcohol, with glycerin, and when you're going to be able to provide that for persons who did not A, get, B, what we consider vulnerable people. We will be reaching out to the MPs in the areas because I believe that that's a better way of controlling the most vulnerable. We'll also reach out to the welfare department as well as the National Assistance Board. Now, I'm going to work through the minister, Cynthia Ford. This is just something that came up very quickly yesterday as I recognized what was happening. And I reached out then to one company, and I'm reaching out to other companies. And instead of us getting calls only for sanitizers, I'm hoping that companies would call 836-4629 to say that you can help with this initiative by putting some cash into it. We need some help regarding some hand sanitizers so that everybody can just practice good hygiene. So it's not a mad rush. As you heard in the news, Barbados, at the moment, there are no recorded cases. There are none in Barbados. However, more than likely, we said we're preparing ourselves for the possibility, and it's high. So let's get some hand sanitizing going on. And I figured this is the way to help. Vigen Development Inc. Is the company that's doing the first batch, sponsoring it, or should I say bankrolling it. And we're going to give them out to some individuals. So you can call me at 836-4629. However, on a better scale, through the MPs, and please don't call them right now because I have to still tell them it's happening quickly. I'm going to try to rally through or work through the constituency offices. And the more we get support from corporate Barbados, the more hand sanitizer we can get out there for people that need it. So we don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. Like the calls I've been getting asking me, Ms. Haig, where do I get a hand sanitizer from? I have none. Some will be provided. We can help everybody. Therefore, those who bought up the cases for themselves, I urge you, please share and a coat for your neighbors. Down to brass tacks, 12:49. We're wrapping up at 1. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Right. I am concerned that the COVID-19 virus can remain, someone who's contracted that can remain asymptomatic for probably a period of longer than 2 weeks. And with that in mind, I'm concerned that our government probably should relook travel bans on places like China and Italy, where the virus is very prolific right now. And if not travel bans, at least automatic quarantine for at least 1 week for any person who's arriving there. And they can liaise with the hotels to have the persons quarantined in areas. They'll still be able to use certain things, but won't be able to mix with the general population, at least for 1 week. I believe it made sense to do things like that in an effort to do our best to keep this virus from landing in Barbados. It will decimate our small, close-knit populations, and I believe that it's time that they should relook the issue of the travel bans. I know we're a tourist destination. We depend heavily on tourism, but I believe our populations and the need to have our population around for the next however many years would be more important than the financial benefits.
Or the financial, yeah. Well, can I say this? I agree with you to a certain extent. I'm not sure if that ship has sailed. I personally believe that when it started out in China, maybe the shutdown could have been there and quickly. However, in life, it's unfortunate that some lives are gone, but what lessons can we learn from this particular virus once we get through this process? As I said, I'm speaking to you. I don't know if you'll be here. I don't know if I'll be here, and it may not be the virus. It may be something else, but God willing that we are here and we will get through this. What lessons can we learn, and our leaders, world leaders, Can we respond in a different way? Can we do what we call a shutdown internationally first so that we don't jump the virus, and then we start to contain it in our respective countries?
Agreed.
I feel that that is the conversation moving forward. It may not be too late. I mean, we're seeing people shutting down here and there, but here's my logic. And again, I'm not a doctor or whatever, but I'm saying, if you either are all in or all out. It's either you shut it down, because if you shut down a piece here and a bar here and a football match there, you're shutting down pieces. It doesn't really, stop it. So I'm saying that lessons learned. Let's get through this. Let's practice good sanitation, sanitizing our hygiene, sorry. Let's practice good hygiene. Let us make sure we wash our hands. Women with acrylic nails, please. Mm-hmm. One thing I can tell you, the acrylic nails, that when you are doing it and they need filling, there's a lot of things that can get under there. So you need to make sure you care, make sure you sanitize your hands extra for persons who actually wear acrylic nails. And follow the rules. If you do, and you distance yourself from people where you self-quarantine, if you feel that you have just a general cold, you're not sure, stay home. And if there are mothers out there that have small children and they're single and they go like, but if I stay home, I can't get my child to school. I understand that there's no exact science for every last little thing. We can't cover everything. But the basics, which the government has been repeating, the World Health Organization. It pained me when I could hear the 12:30 news for something that I speak about almost every other week when it comes to sharing fake news. And I got that too. It was, yes, girl, this is so and so and so and so. You hear? And I'm like, what are you people doing? And worse yet, I don't know who's dumber. The person who do it or the person that's sharing it?
Yeah, you shouldn't send it on. Just delete it one time, because if the government is saying there are no confirmed cases, then I believe that they're in a position to be aware of whether there are cases or not. But I still call on the government to take the lead in this matter and reload the travel ban, because it can't do us any harm. Even if we lose a couple of dollars, we might save thousands of lives.
I agree.
It was really disturbing to hear that there was a plane with Chinese businessmen on board that were refused entry into Grenada and another Caribbean country, but Barbados allowed it.
Okay, hang on. Stick a pin. Is that factual? Is that a fact?
Yeah, it was on a news clip. There was a news clip that said that Barbados allowed landing.
Okay, but just remember that every news...
He can verify what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I'm just saying in general, every news clip is not necessarily a legit one either. You do have to listen to credible news sources worldwide, reputable sites that have the information in general. And someone is here... Someone is messaging me and saying that no, everybody's going to go and buy surgical alcohol and Glycerin Joy. Listen, I think people need to be mindful of the purchasing. There is a store that we all know that carries membership, that they have signs up now stating the amount of things you can buy in the category of toilet paper, disinfectant, Lysol spray, baby wipes, gloves. They're actually now putting a limit 3 per member. All right, I think that may be the decent thing to do, and to say, look, here, not to panic. The ports are not closed, and even if they had to for a short period, they're not going to close forever. So yes, you might want to stock up on one or two things, but you don't have to go overboard, and you don't have to do it in a way where you're not remembering anybody else. So to all Barbadians, stay safe, practice good hygiene. God willing, I will see you again here in good health, and you will be there in good health listening and calling. But again, once we take the steps that we need to take and we put God first, because really and truly, He has the last say. So until we meet again, Be safe, be good. God bless.